Hello, I'm Pastor Doug Meacham from Grace Chapel in Westerville, Ohio, and we welcome you back to Life's Beautiful Journey Radio. Each week we will be talking about a different part of life, and this week we will be talking about vacation. You know, this is our season two finale, as we will take a break or vacation, if you will, until October 14th. So in the meantime, I would encourage you to listen back through any episodes you may have missed from season two, or even season one if you just started joining us for this season. But I felt like it wouldn't be right to finish out the season that predominantly aired during the summer to not talk a little bit about going on a vacation. You know, it seems like vacations are a good time to actually forget about the constraints of a clock, aren't they? You know, I heard about someone who went on a vacation in Hawaii one time, and they called a cafe to make reservations for 7 p.m. Well, checking her book, the young hostess gal there said, I'm sorry, all we have is 6:45 p.m. Would you like that? So the traveler, not worrying at all about time, really, said, yeah, that's fine. But then the hostess said, okay. Then she added, just be advised, you may have to wait 15 minutes for your table. Oh, boy. We don't worry about time so much on vacation, do we? And we don't also worry a lot about how we look, I think, while we're going to the beach and such. But, you know, sometimes we choose these swimsuits that might reveal more than we want to. And I heard it once said that if you're doing so, it's not really good to have somebody come up and say, well, good for you. Good for you that you're wearing that. Oh, boy, how embarrassing. But, you know, taking a vacation has always been kind of a big deal for our family. My mom, Sandy, could have been a travel agent, I think, if she wasn't helping to manage the church office for all these years. So vacation planning was always her time to shine. And between our family vacations and the trips I've taken with bands over the years, I've been to, I think, 47 of the 50 states in the United States. And, you know, we've been to Disney World so many times, I've lost count. And we have stayed everywhere there from camper at Fort Wilderness Campground all the way up to the Contemporary Resort Hotel that overlooks the Magic Kingdom Park. And I've had so many fond memories of vacationing there as a kid. And then as a parent, you know, reliving all of the sights and sounds through my kids' view has been awesome. I also enjoyed trips as a kid with both sets of my grandparents and my parents all in one motorhome together. It gave me a chance to learn a lot about my family history with all of the road time we shared. But one of the most memorable vacation trips I ever took was when I was 16 years old, and we traveled by van from Ohio all the way to Los Angeles, California, and back over 3 weeks. Now, we started off the first week traveling a northern route through Chicago, the Wisconsin Dells, the Badlands and Mount Rushmore there in the Dakotas, and the Yellowstone National Park in Wyoming. And there we had a chance to see the Old Faithful geyser do its thing right on cue. We couldn't believe it, but it happened. And then we headed down south towards Los Angeles and ended up having a stop in Las Vegas. Now, we weren't really the gambling type, and of course, I was still only 16 years old, so we enjoyed the cheap buffets that were there, and the hotel where we stayed had a circus theme. Circus was the hotel, and that meant that there were some carnival games there that I could play, and so I really enjoyed that, but one of the most vivid memories about that stop was that in order to save money on such a long trip, we camped in what was much like a parking lot outside of the hotel there. But it was so hot and we didn't have air conditioning in the van, so I could hear Dad making noises in the back moving around until he finally said, I need to get out of here for a bit. To make matters worse, I was sleeping on a makeshift bed made out of an igloo cooler between the seats and a pool raft on top of that was between the back bed and the door of the van. So talking about a circus that was happening in that van. And we ultimately ended up spending then a week from there, traveling over and staying in Los Angeles. And that included visits to Disneyland. That was my first time seeing that park, and Universal Studios there in Los Angeles area. And sadly, at one point, our van was actually broken into at the hotel, but nothing was really stolen. Dad had hidden cash in the Bible that he had left there in the van, and they thought better of stealing that. So that was interesting that, we had those experiences there. Then we spent our third week traveling home through Arizona, Texas, Oklahoma, St. Louis, Missouri, and Tennessee, all the way back up to Ohio. What amazing memories we had from that trip. Then as a married adult, one of our biggest vacation trips was to Hawaii for a cruise around each island. We were one of the few families on the cruise who brought our little girl Faith with us. She was only 15 months or so in age and seemed to be the exact height of every table or counter in our cabin room or anywhere around the deck of the ship there. She was always bumping her head, poor thing. But many of the staff and performers there on the ship were from other countries, and they were enamored by Faith, as she probably reminded them of their little ones, who they had to leave, sadly, for weeks at a time to work on the ship. And I remember one evening we decided to go to a big band concert there, jazz concert, in one of the venues. And they loved seeing Faith so much. In fact, a few of the singers brought her up on stage and had her sing and dance with them there for the audience. You know, we can have so much fun at times and some great times with families and relaxing on our vacations. We love vacations so much, in fact, my wife and I, Emily, that we bought a cabin in Tennessee to be a part of the business side of vacations. And it has really been a blessing so far there in Pigeon Forge, Tennessee. You know, you may wonder how the Word of God might tie into talking about vacations. And there are several scriptures that talk about rest. One of them is in Acts 3:19. And it says, "Repent, then, and turn to God, so that your sins may be wiped out, that times of refreshing may come from the Lord." So the true key to refreshment in our lives is by drawing closer to the Lord. You know, He will forgive us of our sins, and that'll take that weight off of us, off of our shoulders, better than any getaway to the mountains or the beach, right? In fact, it will allow you to enjoy those times even more, understanding where the beauty of that creation comes from. And of course, that's our Creator. So as you take time to enjoy the last weeks of summer here, remember that following the ways of the Lord is the best way to travel through life's beautiful journey. Now, as we close out this second season of our podcast, we would like to thank all of our listeners from over 110 cities now in 22 countries around the world for tuning in. Can you believe it? Our podcast, again, is sponsored by Grace Chapel Community Church, and more information can be found about the church at gracechapel.us. Again, that's gracechapel.us. Remember that you can also email me directly to PastorDougMeacham@yahoo.com. Again, that's PastorDougMeacham@yahoo.com. Remember to mark your calendar for October 14th to tune in to our third season kickoff of Life's Beautiful Journey Radio. Again, you can use these weeks off to catch up on any episodes from the first two seasons you may have missed. We look forward to reaching back out to you in the fall to talk about the different holidays and such through that time. So until then, thanks again for joining us. And God